You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. This week, the Detroit Free Press and the Chronicle of Higher Education released emails between Michigan State University administrators. They dealt with their concerns about lawsuits from survivors of former MSU sports doctor Larry Nassar's sexual abuse. In the emails, interim president of Michigan State University, John Engler, suggested a survivor, Rachel Denhollander, was likely to get a kickback from her lawyer for the, quote, manipulation of other survivors. Survivors are calling for John Engler's resignation now. Some lawmakers are calling for Engler's resignation. This morning, one of the Michigan State University Board of Trustees, Brian Masalam, called for Engler to step aside. Today, Engler said he would not resign and, in a statement, indicated he was still looking ahead. Joining me now is another MSU trustee, Diane Byram. Welcome to the program.
Hello there.
What did you think of those statements and those emails that Engler wrote, which seemed to show little empathy for the victims of the sexual abuse by an MSU employee for nearly two decades?
Well, they made me very angry. I thought they were, frankly, despicable. They were hurtful to the survivors. It was a misstep. It was unnecessary. And it sets the university back in terms of its ability to move forward and to heal. Not only the university to heal, but the survivors to heal. That's why earlier this week I called for interim president Engler to publicly apologize for his comments. They were despicable, and they angered not only me, they angered the entire MSU community, and you've already discussed the reactions by the survivors. He failed to do that. And in my mind, the failure to be able to apologize for your mistakes indicated to me that he was not the leader for Michigan State University.
Are you calling on him to resign?
I am calling on him to resign. I thought the lack of a public apology for those hurtful remarks indicated to me that he was not the person to lead the university forward, even in an interim basis.
You've got a trustees meeting next week. What do you think the board will do regarding these emails to and from John Engler?
Well, I don't want to speak for the board. I can speak for myself, and that's why I am publicly talking about this. Again, I called for an apology. I thought that was what you should do when you make a mistake. You should own that mistake, and you should apologize. When that didn't happen, I took the next step, and that's my comments today, my statement I released today, saying that we're not going to be able to move forward on the healing process as long as we have a leader who will not acknowledge and apologize for their mistakes. And so John Engler is not the leader for Michigan State University.
What can you do if he says he's not going anywhere?
I can control what I can do, and I'm publicly speaking out, making my feelings known. And I'm going to continue focusing on what we need to do for the future of Michigan State University, and that's get a permanent president in place. And that's extremely important. We must have a successful presidential search. That will start immediately this summer with listening sessions, and then hiring a search firm and starting that search in earnest in the early fall with a permanent president in place by June 2019. That's what I can control now and continue working every day to try to make Michigan State University a better place, more inclusive, safer, changing the culture at the university. And that's a lot of hard work that needs focus every single day of the week.
You supported the choice of John Engler for interim president. Why at the time did you feel he was the right person?
I think what we need to focus on today is where we're at now and how we can move forward in the future. And I've made my comments known. I've been very forceful that I think that John Engler is not the leader for Michigan State University. And in order to move up forward, that he should resign and that we should aggressively start the presidential search.
Do you regret the choice?
Again, what we should focus on is today and into the future. You can learn from the past, but we need to focus on the future. And the future is, I've asked for a public apology. That has not happened. I don't believe that John Engler is the right leader for Michigan State University, and that we need to be focused on the future and getting started on that presidential search.
Diane Byram is a member of the Michigan State Board of Trustees. Thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.